Please take your Bible and turn to 1 John. 1 John. We'll look at the second chapter, 1 John 2. In 1 John 2, I'm beginning to read at verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now you might be careful to, in your thinking, underscore all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. That's quite a statement there. No lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you or deceive you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, boldness, and not be ashamed or embarrassed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. In a moment we'll pray. Let me say that the book from which I read, from the heart of God, as I've said before, the breath of God is accurate. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, if God, who is perfect, and of course you will agree God is perfect, then the scripture that came from God is the same, and it is stated of it, it is forever settled in heaven. Now you say, well now, preacher, we don't have any of the original manuscripts. You think I don't know that? May I remind you of something? Did you know that there is such a thing as the preservation of Scripture? Did you know? There is nothing wrong. I can't find anything wrong. And anyone, hear me, anyone who tampers with the breath of God, with the heart of God, is tampering with perfection. And if they do, they're an infidel. Did you get that? An infidel is someone who is against the Savior, against the Father, against the Spirit, against the Word of God. And all across the country today, we have all kinds of efforts on the part of infidels who are tampering with the Scripture. Don't you be misled by that. Someone says, yes, but we need something that is more easily understood than what we have in hand. Oh, then the Holy Spirit has lost His ability to teach us. Oh, and therefore, because He is the teacher, and we have just read, and we have an unction, which is the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. With that being said, I say this quite respectfully. As a believer, sticking to the truth. As a believer, not questioning the truth. As a believer that puts our full confidence in the truth, we really have it made. We do. There's no doubt about where we're going. And there dead sure is no doubt from where we've been. And there's no doubt that on this day, if you know Him and you have been saved, then on this very day, the Holy Spirit, the one who is the unction, He kept you by the Word of God in having been stated that God would do so. And so you can easily sing, I know in whom I have believed and persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Amen. Amen. Now we'll pray. Dear Lord, You are Father. You are Savior. You are Teacher. Thank You for making available to us this blessed, blessed book. Now, when we look at the text verses, let us become keenly aware that it is our spiritual protection, that it is our spiritual perception, that it is our spiritual conclusion. Help us to recognize it is defense against deception. Help us. Could you move in such a manner tonight in our hearts, mine, in such a way that as the children of God who are depending on You, leaning on You, trusting You, will be different when we leave this room tonight than we were when we arrived. Could it be? We want it to be. And if anybody sits here and they don't want it to be, somehow in a mighty fashion, would you work in their heart and get them to the place where they want to be? In the name of Jesus. Amen. Regardless of your gifts or your position in the body, your maturity or your lack of maturity in doctrine, you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. We'll talk about that in a moment. What does that mean? All things. See, now John, in writing under the power, direction, perfection of the Holy Spirit, he is speaking to relatively new believers in this book. And they possessed, as he says it, this gift from on high. See, the word unction and anointing are the same Greek term. And so this anointing is the person of the Holy Spirit. And this passage, this book, this text, these words teach us that the gift of the Holy Spirit, hear me, is all efficient. Did you get that? All things, all efficient. And it is the means of enabling believers to possess a knowledge of the truth. Now, it's not talking about when you say all things, it's not talking about everything that the world has to offer. It's not talking about that. It's talking about a matter of perception that opposes deception on the part of the Spirit of God, who is all-powerful and deals with all things in all occasions and all places. He's unseen, but you can sense him. He's all-powerful. And sometimes when he does some certain things, it's shocking. I was in Hawaii, and I was there in ministry. And one afternoon, we had some free time. Tim Costales was my good friend who was born in Hawaii, a native of Hawaii. And he and I were out in the ocean, away from the shore with the air tanks, and we're down under, quite a ways down under. And while we're swimming along the ocean floor, looking, being careful, at one point I was not careful, and a moray eel bit my finger, and the blood squirted, And I got out of the water quick because the sharks come when the blood squirts. And we're swimming along and looking, and there are huge holes in the ocean floor. And when the tide comes in, and as it does come in, and as it rolls in and out, these huge holes, they at one point sink and suck. And then they let go and they release what they sucked and come back to the ocean floor. And so we're being careful. And as we swam, pretty soon I recognized that somehow I was having trouble breathing. And so I touched my friend on the shoulder, and he looked at me, and I went, and he went, and so I went up to the top, to the surface, and came out, and intended, being such a novice I was, I intended to lift my head out of the water so I could breathe. And little did I realize that in having put the air tank on, the resonator was against the back of my head. And I couldn't get my head out of the water. And there was turbulence. And I finally got a bit of a reprieve, and I cried out and said, "Lord, help me!" And about that time, a huge wave came up and rolled me out there away from the shore, up on a coral reef, so that I could stand and breathe and take the air tank off and hold it in my arm and swim to shore hauling the air tank. Who sent the wave? Who preserved my life? Who fixed it so that I could continue living? Who made it possible for me to preach and travel? A perfect God who has given to us a perfect word, who has a perfect way, and his work that he does is a perfect work. Boy, respectfully, I have it made. But I do have to pay attention. I cannot allow my attention to wander toward the things and be taken up with the fantasies of the world. It's important that when I come to church and the preaching is preached, that I hang on every word born to my heart by the perfect Holy Spirit, the unction who's covering all things. It's important that I don't fool around with my phone during the service. It's important that when I leave the service, I think about what I've been hearing from the mouth of the preacher, and it isn't just because it was who it was, it is because he is who he is. And he has given to me during that time of sitting there, He has given to me His choice of the very things that I need, that if in obeying them, I can live successfully and efficiently in a manner for the glory of God that brings glory to His name. Amen. How about you? You hear about the pastor and he says, change. Don't treat that lightly. Don't. God has in mind for each of us on a daily basis, He has in mind for us to change. That means grow in grace. That's changing. And as you change on a daily basis, then you begin to be different in the growth in grace, and you treat other people differently than you used to before you grew this amount that you've grown in grace. And God is not finished yet, and He wants to continue your idea and your lifestyle for His glory. So you keep your attention fixed on the person of God, and you thank God for the unction, and you're so thrilled that there is for you spiritual protection found in the Word of God, found in the person of the Spirit of God. And not only do you have spiritual protection, but you have spiritual perception, and not only do you have they, but you have spiritual conclusion. And so as a child of God who's come tonight here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in this Faith Bible Church, and you hear this short man preach and give you his heart about what he has studied in the truth of God, don't treat it lightly. And therefore, the Lord Jesus was called the Christos, the Anointed One. And the Holy Spirit is the Chrisma, the anointing. I have a Savior. I have a teacher. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He is my Savior. And I can depend always on the Spirit of God if I pay attention to Him. He is always pointing to Jesus. That's what He does. That isn't all He does, but that's what He does. He is pointing to Jesus. And so that I'm reminded by the Scripture and the Spirit, and I'm reminded by the songs that our brother led tonight, that this one that has saved me, He is really, really, really somebody. And therefore, the Lord Jesus in my heart. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt He did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I'm singing this new song, Amazing Grace. My Lord has paid the debt that I could never pay.
And I am enthralled. I am overwhelmed to know that He keeps the night watch over me, that when I go to sleep tonight, I have nothing to worry about, because He takes care. And He is the love of my life. More sincerely, more so today than 10 years ago. And I was so terribly foolish for much of my life, to think that I was important. I am important to Him, but not to me. And because I am important to Him, He takes care of me. And I can't take care of myself. I cannot protect myself in the traffic of Denver. I cannot take care of myself the way a family in our church, and he's standing in his living room and the big picture window is there and he's looking out and a car drives by. And they take some shots and kill him. And he's lying there and he's in heaven. And it goes on all the time. Every night. And they find bodies in the dumpsters every night in Denver. I can't protect. Now, I will do what I can, but ultimately, I cannot protect myself, but He can. And He does. And therefore, the efficiency that is supposed to come about in my life through my commitment and my love for Him, not only is efficiency, but on His part, it becomes sufficiency. And I'm so blessed. And so I think about all of the infidels that are tampering with Scripture. And all of the liberals that are strutting as if they know something, when in reality they know nothing. They only think they do, and they are so greatly deceived. But if you believe this book with all of your heart and obey it, you are not deceived. And so I want to depend on Him, the Holy Spirit. And the function of this person, indweller, is to keep us safe from error. I have some friends, Pastor and I were talking about this. I have some friends that have gone astray. When you leave the truth and start down a road, you do not know where the brakes are. And you'll end up in the dump. And your life will become meaningless. And in this world, there is only one way to be safe. Don't crawl out of the lap of your master. Rest your case in Him on a moment-by-moment basis. and let him have his way, because he thoroughly knows what he is doing. And as you experience it, you are blessed abundantly. And this is the fulfillment of our Lord's promise. The Spirit was given as our instructor, as well protector. And all things are revealed by him, and they do comprise the all truth. That is included when he says all things, the all truth. Promised by the Savior, promised by Christos. And you and I, we have an infallible teacher in the person of this Spirit. And the Holy Spirit himself does the teaching, and he never makes a mistake in what he teaches. And John did not mean at all, don't misunderstand, John did not mean to imply that these believers had anything resembling perfect knowledge. No, no. But because they had received the anointing of the Holy One, the Spirit of God abiding in them, they had the capacity to judge all things presented to them, because they were led by him and they knew the truth and they were not deceived. No cult. No other religion. Only what this Bible teaches. Only. Only. And so we have the protection. But we have the perception. And that comes only, again, from the indwelling Holy Spirit. The perception. And we therefore have a divine safeguard, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and the Spirit dwells in our hearts, and we hold the Scriptures in our hands, and in having an unction from the Holy One, then we ought to distrust even our own intellectual powers and reasonings in spiritual matter without being sure that we are thoroughly dependent upon the precepts and the truth of Scripture. In the universe, nobody but God and the Spirit, Father, Teacher, nobody but them are smart. Mankind is not smart. He is full of mistakes. And he makes them all the time. And so the best thing to do is depend on the one that doesn't make any mistakes. And so this blessed teacher, you and I, we should be sure that we are controlled by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen? Ah, that's better. And so, with this protection, with this understanding, John points out that there is always an antagonism between truth and error. The Holy Spirit never moves in the realm of a lie except to oppose it. And the Scripture teaches us that Satan is a liar, not only because he tells lies, but because he deceives men concerning the truth. And we have all kinds of deceivers within our society over and over and over again. So John says, now I'm not writing because you do not know, but because you do know. And with this, some had left the scripture and paid no attention to it anymore. They left the doctrine. They no longer believed it, no longer supported it. And then many of them literally, thank God, left the church. And there was a possibility that these young ones unto whom John is writing now, that in the faith, that they might be disturbed over the turbulence that is created when folks disagree with the truth. And when the growth in harmony is disturbed. And so John reminds them of three important facts. They, number one, had the truth. I have the truth. Because I'm special? No. Because he is. And this is the truth that came from him. So there is nothing like this truth. And I want to treat it properly in my heart and in my thinking. I want to treat it properly because it points out, according to verse 21, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Okay. Now the fact is, because the Holy Spirit never, 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 never moves in the realm of a lie. The scripture teaches us that all of the deception comes from those who support the wicked one, no matter whoever they are. And so when John says, I'm not writing because you don't know, I'm writing to you because you do know. And there was the possibility that folks could be deceived, and he wanted to warn them about this, that they might set up a guard by depending upon God. They had the truth. But you need to understand that lies and truth cannot be interchanged. Ever. Ever. No matter who supports that, they're wrong. Stick to the truth. Live the truth. Sing the truth. Sleep with the truth. Wake up with the truth. Be sure that it's the truth that is the guiding hand by the Spirit of God in your thinking so that you don't go astray and you don't make a mess of your life that God intends to use in a magnificent fashion. Pastor Sean, you could have gone astray. There were occasions Same thing is true of me. And thank God, in His wonderful, magnificent power, He kept you. He kept you. And in keeping you, He gave you this precious girl sitting next to you. All of God. All of His protection. All of His perception. And so that you might have these precious children. And so that the day might come in the year of our Lord, meaning this year, so that you could be a pastor of this assembly. It's all of God. And He's so wonderfully, graciously, abundantly kept you so that you would not be tripped up and laid aside and not count for the glory of God. Same is true of me. Same is true of you. And we take so much for granted. We treat so lightly the power of protection and perception on the part of God. And we must not. And so they had the truth. The way and the truth and the life. And they were indwelt by the Holy One, and He is called the Spirit of Truth. But not only did they have the truth, but these lies and this truth that we're talking about, it cannot be interchanged, because no lie is of the truth. And we're now experiencing, here's what's happening to us. We're now experiencing aftermarket products, windshield wiper arms and parts replacing OEM, and that is not so with God's spiritual truth. God's spiritual truth is always uncompromising and can never be substituted for. Ever. And so, you as a believer, you as a swordsman, using the Scripture, which is the sword of the Spirit, you using that to fight the battle and to depend on God per day, and you memorize the truth and you quote the truth and you sing the truth, and God honors the usage, because the truth never returns void. And you handle it. And you're committed. And you want to be what you ought to be. So whenever there is any kind of an invitation to be faithful and to serve, you jump to it. Because of who He is. And God allows no substitutes, again, because no lie is of the truth. See, there's no replacement for the original. And so the lie and the liar, they have something in common. The spirit of falsehood quickly betrays its true character, and eventually not only the perversion of the truth, but also the purveyor of the lie will be brought to light. So, there is safety in repeating the truth. Don't ever get tired of the repetition of the truth. There is absolutely nothing in the whole universe like it. Nothing. So don't get tired of it. Rejoice in it. gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free, and in my heart a song, buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Never get tired of that. Could sing it and sing it and sing it. I mean, it's a whole lot more helpful and a blessing than Mona Lisa. Oh, yeah. And Jimmy Crack Corn, because I don't care. Well, and so you love it and you live it and you sing it and you're blessed by it. And so you repeat the truth again and again and again and again. And sometimes there is new truth released. Now, I'm not talking about that which is not original. No, 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 no. There is nothing new under the sun. But I'm talking about something that you have not realized before. Like in my own case. Pastor Sean, you talk about an idiot. I was an idiot to think I was somebody. There is only one who is somebody. His name is Jesus. I am not somebody, and nor is any other human being somebody. If they're saved, they're a child of God, and they're protected by the Spirit of God. But they're only valuable to the glory of God as long as they're obedient to God. And if you don't obey the truth and you see it and you hear it, you have just then raised the banner that you agree with the devil. Oh yeah. Don't you doubt that. You're either for or you're against. One or the other. And so you say, well, you know what? I've been making some mistakes in my thinking and in my living. I better straighten up. Amen. And as you ask God to help you straighten up, get straightened out, be straight instead of crooked. When you do that, you begin to pray that, you begin to say that, you begin to think that, you begin to sing that, you'll be amazed at what goes on in the inside of you. Oh yeah. And you. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen, 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 amen. And your perception increases when it comes to detecting falsehood. And you get to the place where you are so sweetly blessed. So you come to a time having the spiritual protection and the spiritual perception to the spiritual conclusion. And so John wrote to confirm his readers in some grand old truths, and the person who will not, hear me, and the person who will not bow to the truth embraces a lie. And truth is narrow and recognizes only one absolute named Jesus. Whereas error is varied and can accommodate almost anything, and error is broad-minded, as wide as the world, and willing to accept almost anything, and truth is narrow and unable to compromise. Truth is confined to what God says. So, imposters, imitations of the genuine, they're all around us. True believers have the anointment of the Holy Spirit given by God the Father and God the Son. And the Holy Spirit relates man to God and gives him the intuitive knowledge or the perception. But men and women need to acquire human knowledge by learning. And that's why you open this book and you study it on a daily basis, and you don't let anything keep you from it, because there's nothing at all in all of life that's more important than the Word of God. Amen. Pastor, you come.